الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعافية الأبدان ودوائها وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, his servant, and mercy to all the worlds. Allah and his angels send salutation and prayers unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, send your salutation and your prayers to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, my subject today is about al-rushd in the Quran. The word, the English translation is many. There are many translations to this world. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. When the youth took refuge in the cave, they said, O our Lord, bestow on us mercy from yourself and endow us, whatever our outward condition, with consciousness of what is right. They put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overcome their problem and their trial and tests, and made over their whole case to Him in prayer. Hiding from the unbelievers in their village, they did not ask for victory nor power to overcome the unbelievers and the unfaithful, rather ask for guidance and maturity in their action, which is ar-rushd, and to be on the right course as well. Ar-rushd in the Quran means being on the right way, well-guided. It is the state of consciousness of what is right, the true faith, to follow the right path, to be well-guided. These are some of many translations of the word. And become sensible to mature, and mature to grow up. Ar-Rashid is derived from ar-Rushd, which is the rightly guided, having rational intelligence, discriminating between right and wrong. We as Muslims, as the Quran taught us, to try hard to adhere to the meaning of ar-rushd in our all actions, and to try hard in making ourselves reach the degree of maturity in our dealings with the other. Even the unseen beings, al-jinn, they said in Surah Al-Jinn, Surah number 72, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. That we have heard a marvelous Quran which guides and to righteousness, or the right way, so we believed in it. So the state of reaching the stage of maturity, dear brothers and sisters, in our life is a very important definition of who we are that will define us as human being first and as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will define who we are and how we should be dealing with others on a higher level of cooperation, understanding, and without causing nor creating havoc in our community or our society. This is translated in a very basic way when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. If my servants ask you about me, declare to them that I am very near, close to them. I will answer the call for those who call upon me. So let them respond unto me so that they might follow the right guided way. So when we follow the right guided way, it will take us directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't we all aren't we all eager to reach that position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, we are. In a word, a rushd is a condition of a belief, the state of consciousness of what is right. What is right is to hit the center of the target, the truth, to be on a state of level-headedness, to be on a state of level-headedness, to walk into the right direction, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us, then we know we are on the right path and given a tremendous amount of goodness. Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا, that I ask and pray to Allah, my Lord, to guide me closer to consciousness of what is right. My dear brothers and sisters, along the way, there comes a chance that the shaitan or Satan will present itself as many shapes and forms, as an ego of a person, to interfere and makes us lose our target and lose our guidance or rushd. Be it within the family or within the community or at work, on a personal level or in a group, we tend to tell that he is getting in our way, and which leads to cause blindness to the truth and to lose our focus in what is right, the big picture. Hence, the need to constantly pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be on the right side, to be guided by Him Almighty. There is a long hadith, sahih, in the Muslim, عن أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when Moses alayhi salam was teaching his followers and reminding them of the days of Allah, بأيامillah, the goodness and the blessings of Allah, the tests and the trials of Allah, and he said, I don't know on this earth anybody who is more knowledgeable than me or better than me. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him that I know of a servant that is better than you and more knowledgeable than you. So Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salam to teach a lesson through that to us. Told them that you can go take your fish with you as a lunch. You all know Surah Al-Kahf that we recite every Friday. And when you reach the point where you lose your lunch, there is my servant. when he went and met a regular man laying on the floor, and he doesn't look like a prophet or a knowledgeable man. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did not really feel that, oh, I am the prophet, how can I learn from a regular person? Then we remember the ayah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما يعلم جنود ربك إلا هو. None can know the forces of your Lord except He, Almighty. So when he met that servant, Sayyidina Al-Khadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Musa alayhi salam a lesson in humility and humbleness. Although Sayyidina Musa is a prophet and he is the converser of God, Kalimullah, he is one of the mighty prophets of Allah. Ask that servant whom Allah bestowed grace on and imparted knowledge from himself on him, gave him al-ilm al-ladunni wa-ataynahu min ladunna ilma. Allah says that we have granted to him or bestowed on him a knowledge from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. He did not feel arrogant because he's the prophet. He did not resent the fact that another servant of Allah is more knowledgeable than him. He abided and he wanted to learn what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. This is the character of a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Musa on the right character, so he wouldn't resent or he wouldn't disobey. So the controversy, the story or the hadith is too long. We all know. He said, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. He said, Musa said to the prophet, to the Khadr, may I follow you on the understanding that you will impart to me something of that consciousness of what is right which has been imparted to you. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. This is our motto, that over all endued with knowledge, there is one, the all-knowing. There is always a person who is endowed with knowledge more than we are. And we have to accept the fact that no matter how high of a degree we reach, there is always someone who is more knowledgeable than us. That's the way we as believers believe. We humble ourselves. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever humbled himself or herself in the cause of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise his or her status in between his peers. So even the Prophet Sayyidina Musa did not fully comprehend that inner reality of things, and more generally, to a man's lack of evenness of temper. He was impatient because he saw something that he's not used to. And if we all go and understand the translation of Surah Al-Kahf, we understand that if he was more patient, we would have learned many things from Al-Khadr alayhi salam, especially in the difficult situations that we have to understand the reality of things, even though that we cannot see it. It will be shown to us later on. But rather, he benefited from Sayyidina Al-Khadr immensely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares the means of well-guidedness to us. The true course of to attain and reach the success in this world and in the day after. We should show respect to all human beings, regardless of their degree of or lack of. We are always in need of learning. And when we feel like we have reached the top of knowledge, that's where the shaitan is waiting for us to crumble down. We as believers, we have to follow what is true. Ar-Rushd. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I came to this world as a prophet as a result of a prayer of my father Ibrahim and Ismail. When Ibrahim said in Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Ayah number 128. Our Lord, and rise up in their midst a messenger from among themselves, who shall recite unto them your revelation, and shall teach them the scripture and wisdom, and purify them. Surely you are mighty and wise. To reach that word, or to reach that level of wisdom, it's not only by being taught, or how much knowledge we have, is by the wisdom in which that we teach others or use this knowledge. O Allah, we ask you to give us al-hikmah, the wisdom, and to make us among those who are well-guided and approach al-rushd. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The other part of my khutbah, dear brothers and sisters, is about the ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. O you who believe, if a person, a wicked person, comes to you with any news or stories, ascertain the truth. So you won't harm people unwittingly. And afterwards, you become regretful of what you have done. Dear brothers and sisters, nowadays, the word is not only when we say the word one-to-one. It is on the social media. It is more powerful than anything. And the bad news spread really fast. The bad words spread fast. And before we say or post or say anything about anybody or a group, we should fact check everything before we say anything, because this will harm other people whether we intend to or we don't intend to. We always take the good faith that we do not want to harm people, but before we post anything, let us make sure that the story is right, because every story has two parts, two faces to the story. So we have to make sure before we say anything about anybody. So we won't hurt them. Fact checked. It's like a story when a father wanted to teach his son. His son is tempered. He loses his temper. And he would say words that bothers people, hurt people. So he told them, when you say something bad to people, go ahead and put a nail on that wooden fence. When you regret what you said, go and apologize. And after that, take that nail out. So he did. Afterward, he asked him, did you apologize? He said, yes. He said, go to the fence. What happened to it? He said, there is a hole in the fence. He said, that's what you do when you harm people. Even though if you apologize or correct, the damage has been done. And Allah, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to teach us, when he was asked, are we accountable for what we say, O Prophet of Allah? And he assured him who asked the question that the fruit of your talk, of your tongue, will throw you in hellfire 70 years. So before we say anything or post anything, we should make sure that our story is right. If we don't have anything to say, good to say, don't say it. This is what the Prophet ﷺ had taught us. And the problem is that whoever say or post anything bad, it will always come back and affect them, affect their character and their personality, and we don't want this to happen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to al-Rushd. We ask you, Ya Allah, to make us among those who will understand your word and your wisdoms, and to follow the tracks of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahdina, اللهم عافنا واعف عنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين أجمعين والله we ask you to guide us to the right path والله we ask you to grant healing for those who are sick to have mercy on the souls of those who passed away before us وأقم الصلاة